I am all in.
With Scott Patterson, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So let me tell you something, man. I watched this movie and I was enchanted, delighted. I felt like it was a little short in some areas. It didn't really age well in some spots, let's face it.
Yeah, but we're talking about Flashdance, right?
We're talking about Flashdance. I mean, when you've got Adrian Lyne directing a film, it's hard not to watch it. I mean, the guy really knows where to put a camera. He knows how to light a scene. It's I thought Jennifer Beals was an exciting, fresh, compelling talent. Very gentle yet powerful performance, a true movie star. I'm mystified as to why, or at the time when I was watching, I was mystified as to why she wasn't a bigger box office star. But let me get your impressions of it.
Scott, this is going to be the first time you and I butt heads. I am not a fan of this movie. Okay. I know. I'm sorry. This is where the frontier pushes back. You and I love the Goonies, and we both saw the beauty and the wonder in Rosemary's Baby. But I'm not a dance guy. I'm not a Broadway musical. Like, I don't like that show aspect. I like a good plot. I like good character development. I like twists here and there. And I saw this movie, and the only thing that I took from it that I felt something was, and again, this is maybe an unpopular opinion. I'm 22 years old. I'm probably from a different time, but What a Feeling by Irene Cara, or Cara, I don't know how to pronounce her name. That song, the Flashdance song, is the only thing that I was like, okay, all right, this is something. But, and you know, the final scene was cool, but I just didn't. The movie didn't speak to me.
Right.
And maybe it should have, but maybe it just didn't speak to me.
Right. Well, it's just, you know, it's a girl from a working class era part of Pittsburgh who was a welder, who didn't have money, but she had her dance and she had her passion. And I just, you know, really root for somebody. And the thing I appreciate so much about her performance, if we're going to break down her performance a little bit, was that she didn't fall into this sort of, you know, putting on these affected attitudes and accent of a working class girl. Because, you know, she's from Southside Chicago. So, you know, some of the sweetest, most gentle, most loving and lovely people come from the inner city. It doesn't have to be this hard scrabbled, tough ass girl. It's like, here's this very vulnerable, very gentle girl. And she didn't have to play. She didn't play that. She just was that. Mm-hmm. So that's very difficult to do. And it really comes down to the choice and how smart a person she is and how smart an actress she is to know that, to trust that. Like, I'm from one of these areas, but I doesn't mean I have to be this stereotypical, like, tough chick who, like, you know, has this sort of hard edge and attitude. Not at all. If anything, she removed that. And she became softer and softer and softer and more vulnerable. And she showed us who she was, which is really, you know, the heart of the character. And it was just I would have followed her through any situation, no matter how poorly written it was, no matter how dated it was, no matter how it didn't age well, you know, with the Michael Murray stuff and, you know, we have to depend on the rich guy who's connected to help her out and all that kind of, you know, contrived stuff. But I really appreciate the film, and I can see why it's an iconic film. And all the insecurities that she felt going into that audition to see all those, you know, those upper crusty girls with their ballet shoes and their outfits, and then they looked down upon her and sneered at her. And it's, you know, it was a very formulaic film. with a very delightful, very compelling, fresh talent in Jennifer Beals, with a very gifted director who was saddled with a sort of a mediocre script.
I'm sure you're familiar with Rotten Tomatoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They judge movies in the past. You know, this company is 21st century, and they judge movies in the past with the 21st century film outlook. And so I think someone like on Rotten Tomatoes, like staff, like critique, because they gave the movie, it's interesting. They gave the movie, the critics say 36%, and the audience say 61%.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's where I'm gonna see both lenses of this film. I think anyone, if you ask my parents or my aunts and uncles or anyone who grew up in the 80s and was a youth or just anyone who was very familiar with the culture, they would say, oh my God, this is a showstopper. This is incredible. This is iconic. This is the movie of my time, of the decade, because you had to be there. It was kind of one of those movies in the age, you just had to be there to understand. That's my understanding of it, because I think on the outside looking in, this movie is just, compared to the other movies like this, you know, where it's about an underdog who overcomes adversity and tries and tries and fails until he or she gets his or her big shot and succeeds. I think you had to be there to really love this film. Otherwise, a guy like me who sees it and goes, oh yeah, it's just like, whatever. I mean, it's okay. Or it's mm-hmm. fine.
Right.
Does that make sense? I don't feel like I'm rooted to it.
Right. Well, no, there's, I mean, it's like asking, you know, when I was your age, it's like asking me to go back, to 1930 to watch a film that was, you know, sort of lukewarm received. And yeah, I totally get it, you know, but I, you know, that's when I was, I was, 24 years old in 1983. So it wasn't a film that I went to see. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
It wasn't it didn't check my boxes at the time. So I never saw Flashdance. I never saw the film when I was a kid or when I was in my early 20s. And I never really wanted to. It wasn't, you know, but a lot of people liked it. A lot of women loved right. it, and now I can see why. And I watched it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I did. And not all films age well, and this was one of them. But a lot of it did age. And, you know, I thought some of those, you know, those strip club owner beating them up in the parking lot scenes and then come, you know, then he would be back in, you know, a couple scenes later back in the club saying he was sorry and all this. I mean, it was just like, you know, if this guy pulled this kind of stuff today, he would be canceled, erased, and arrested.
Canceled, incarcerated,
right,
dead.
Right, exactly. I also want to say that, you know, Michael Nouri was a very prominent actor back then on mm-hmm. television. And I found him to be particularly delightful in this film because he, you know, he was very gentle with her. He was all obviously older. I mean, she was 18 years old, 19 years old in this film. And he was divorced with, I think, a kid. And, you know, he screwed up his life and then he got it together. And then he started this company where she works at. And now he's like, you know, one of the wealthiest guys in town. But, you know, he played it like a very sensitive soul who was, you know, I kind of like them together because he made it easy for her to fall in love with him. He wasn't hard-edged. He was just sort of open and charming and lovely and understanding. And even though it didn't, you know, a lot of the scenes didn't age well, his attitude toward her, I mean, he treated her with respect. He really did.
Yeah.
He really, really treated her very gently and no meant no. And, you know, he was not pulling any of this macho stuff. And I liked watching these two together. I thought they were magical together. I really, really liked it. And I especially liked how he handled the scene when his ex-wife came in, when they were having dinner, when she was wearing the tails, you know, the tuxedo shirt. At the dinner and looking so great. And he just sort of kind of, you know, that's okay, hon, you know, whatever. I mean, he really, he never gave away his power, and he never tried to have too much power. And I just, it was just two actors working on a very high level, I thought, with a limited script. And I thought they did a wonderful job. And I just don't think you could have found two more appealing people to put together, and, you know, both very attractive people. But I just think very pleasant people to be around. And I enjoyed the hour and a half or hour 40 because I got to be around these two people.
I agree with you. Yeah. I think you're dead right with the casting and just kind of how the couple made you feel.
Yeah.
Because part of the whole ambiguous nature of this movie is this guy shady? Is he
right.
dark? What's going on with right. this other mistress? And I guess the big plot twist of the movie was, yeah, it's his ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
and their interaction was at a charity event. And when Alex chucked the brick through his window, and you're kind of thinking, this is when everything starts to, the crap's going to hit the fan. No, he's just really just a good guy. Mm-hmm. It was a misunderstanding, and it's a genuine relationship, and you kind of root for it. You root for her, you root for him, and then you root for them together.
Yeah.
And then at the end, like I said, it's a great ending because, you know, she gets another chance at the dance in front of the judges. We've got a great song, and we have a great love, very combustible, passionate romance between these two unlikely lovers. As you said, the age difference is a little unsettling at first, but then you kind of just grow with it and you kind of ignore it because it's true love and it's
right.
genuine and it's great to watch.
She's,
so I agree with you.
She's just a young girl who was not getting any support from home, who had a father who didn't understand either one of his daughters, who kind of came around with his ice skating daughter and, you know, was the good guy and the stand-up guy when she lost the competition and she fell and made her, you know, there were some nice moments there, but they didn't get her. They didn't get that she was a welder and a dancer. And, you know, it was like, what is going on? And he was just so checked out.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So here you have this very lovely, very sensitive, talented young girl on her own, working as a welder in Pittsburgh, living in this loft with her dog and, you know, having dreams. And it's such a magnetic story. It's just such a, you know, there's so many people in, and it doesn't matter what year it is or how many decades ago it was. There's so many people in the same circumstances that are it's aspirational. And I thought what a wonderful example and what a wonderful piece of casting to choose Jennifer Beals to represent all of the people who aspire to be. And I just think if they'd picked somebody else, it wouldn't have had the impact. I just think it was all about the star power of Jennifer Beals and the magical configuration between Jennifer Beals and Michael Nouri.
Absolutely correct.
And this is why it's iconic. It is the casting of these two and the performances that they give. And I think Adrian Lyne helped a lot because there was some really kind of avant-garde scenes in the beginning of the dancing, especially very racy dancing. And it was, you know, it let you know that this film has a hard edge. This is what these girls do. This is how they earn a living. This is how tough it can get in the inner city sometimes. You know, this is what they are, that there are no other options for these women. And this is what they're doing to get ahead, to fund their, you know, ballet classes and shoes and, you know, I mean, it's not cheap. It doesn't pay for itself. Right. So,
right.
I don't know. I was very moved by the whole thing. And it's a film that I will watch again and enjoy again, because there was a lot of art in it and there was a lot of very positive stuff coming out of that film. I really enjoyed that film.
What would you rate the film out of 10, including decimals? Here we go. The question of the day.
I mean, I want to give it, gosh, I mean, I'm going to be generous. I really love the film.
You've been quite generous thus far.
No, I know, I know, I know, I know.
You gave Goonies a 10 out of 10, something I don't know if I could ever forgive.
Home run of a film. Should have been nominated for an Oscar. But Flashdance, I mean, I want to give it, I'm so fond of that film, and I'm so fond of her performance and Michael Nouri's performance. I'm going to give it a 9.6.
Interesting.
Yeah.
9.6.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
Everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and it's beautiful that way. I will say I'm going to give this a 6.7. It's because it's out of respect for my elders, because they have the feelings of nostalgia from this era, something I don't have, mm-hmm. and I can't respect the film the same. I just don't have it. I thought it was beautiful mm-hmm. with the dancing, and I thought Jennifer Beals was awesome, and Michael Nouri, we talked about the relationship. I thought that was great, but for me, you know me, I love a good plot. I love good twists, character development. I'm a big dialogue guy, and of course, I like stuff that ages well and is fresh day after day after day. So yes, it is above a 5, meaning it is watchable in my eyes. It's in the 6 category, meaning it's okay. 6.7 means it's okay going on good, because it is right there, and I have respect for the film as a whole, and you have to respect how iconic it is. So yes, 6.7 out of 10. Here come the pitchforks and knives from everyone who grew up in the time. No, I am sorry. No.
It's just the way I think about it is, maybe it wasn't the perfect film. I thought the dialogue was handled very well. It was minimal. If it wasn't right on the nose, it was minimalist. And I appreciated that. I like the fact that she didn't say too much. And I like the fact that he didn't say too much. And they got their point across. I like those scenes. But the way I think about this film historically is how it's inspired so many people, especially women, to go for it. And there aren't a lot of really great films that do that. And a lot of films attempt to do it, but I think this film actually did it, because it's hard to get an audience to fall in love with a lead character. Hard to do it. They picked the right actress. They put her with the right director. They teamed her with the right male star. And as far as comfort food or support for your dreams, if you're feeling down in the mouth and you want to go back and get inspired, you watch, you know, you could go back to Flashdance and you could watch that and get some strength. So, you know, what is the meaning of film? What purpose does film serve in society? What, you know, it means different things to different people. So from that perspective, I'm giving it a 9.6. What did I say? 6 or 7? 9.6.
That 9. Was 6. Beautiful, by the way. That was right from the heart. I appreciate that. That was awesome. Awesome.
There are sort of junky films sometimes that inspire people. This was not a junky film. I thought this was it had some very fine moments. Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
Awesome. Scott, here's the word from the producers is a tease for next episode. We actually get to review something, a movie that I'm very passionate about. Uh-oh. So maybe this is where you get a chance to dive into my psyche and what gets me out of the bed every morning as a film lover. We get to analyze The Sixth Sense.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yes, I know. I'm fired up. Okay. It was mentioned in the fabulous Cinnamon's Wake episode of the Gilmore Girls, but The Sixth Sense, I can't even stand it. I'm ecstatic about reviewing that. We're going to break that down atom by atom.
Okay, good. I'm looking forward to that one.
But thank you. This was a great episode today. I love to hear your heart really pour out in the microphone coming out from the movie, because I could see how I could see the inspiration that it gives you and many people that from your generation. I think that's beautiful. You get to see that Sixth Sense inspires me a little bit next week.
All right, good deal. Good deal, buddy. All right, man. All right, Henry. I guess that's gonna do it for this episode. So thanks everybody for downloading, and I'm Scott Patterson, and this is my buddy Henry, and we are breaking down films for you, Flashdance, and we'll see you next time. All the best.